Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to The Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for me, I am doing just fine, and we are doing just fine. Every day, ladies and gentlemen, we have different experiences, and those different experiences have an effect on our lives. Well, here's an interesting question. Do those incidents have an effect on your life, or is it how you perceive those incidents that gives them the strength to have an effect on your life? Something to think about. But anyway, today's show is, it is all about profit, or is it all about profit is actually the title of the show. And today's show, we're going to be talking with a gentleman by the name of Barry Parker. Barry Parker is a pretty phenomenal human being as a whole. He's a family man. He's a working man. He has a lot of different insights, and some of those insights are actually pretty profound in how he shares his self and his skills, his talents, his heart, his soul, and all of that with all of the individuals that he interacts with. Barry is a person that's been a friend of mine for a while, and I actually have a lot of respect for him and his family, and, of course, his beautiful wife, who is also a super human being. Anyway, Barry was born in Brooklyn, New York, and he went to Florida A&M University, where he actually got his degree in psychology. Then, of course, he decided from there to go into the medical field. After going into the medical field for, I believe, a couple of years, and traveling around also as a massage therapist, which is something else that he became, Barry ended up going to the New York City Police Department. There, he was at the New York City Police Department for a number of years, working, doing street patrol, and then he discovered other areas that he found interest in his life. And he also now works in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. But again, I don't want to take any of Barry's thunder, because this topic is solely Barry's topic, and he's going to dazzle us with all of this phenomenal information. So I don't want to take any more away from it. So, Barry, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm always all right till I can do better. And every time I get to talk to people like you, I'm doing a little bit better.
You always know how to make a person feel great.
Hey, it started with you, and you just helped me finish it off. That's all.
I love the back and forth, but thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
All right, outstanding. So I know that you're all right today. Could you give us a little bit on yourself, and then let's go into your topic?
Sure. First, I'd like to thank you for having me and allowing me to speak today. As you already mentioned, I was born in Brooklyn, raised by a preacher. Father was a pastor for 39 years, wonderful mother, older brother, became a police officer, and that was very interesting, very connection, gave me a lot of community insight on the connection between businesses and the community, how important they play. And I took my police services down here to D.C., currently work in Washington, D.C., but during that process, I got the business bug, but I think I always had the business bug, so I became part of the merchant services world, offering credit card processing, business loans, and that sort. And I like to marry the two together. I've been married for 10 years, two beautiful little daughters, live in the Virginia Dumfries area, and again, it's a pleasure to be here.
Outstanding. All right, this topic that you have, it's got me kind of intrigued. We didn't really give the listeners a lot of meat in the text, but tell us a little bit about it.
Well, as I just said, while on patrol working as police officer, one of the things that we do when we're looking to sort of fight crime in the area is to connect the police with the neighborhood as well as the business community in that neighborhood. And I came up with the topic came up with me, rather, when I thought about how important it is for businesses to have their roots connected to a neighborhood. And, you know, sometimes business owners lose sight of the fact that it's not all about profits, because if it's all about the money, you lose the value in what you're doing. And so it's very important for businesses to connect in a neighborhood. And I'm focusing right now on the nonprofit side of it, because there's a lot of nonprofits that can really be beneficial if they partner with businesses in neighborhoods, and they need that help. And as we talk, I'll go deeper into what I mean by partnering with a nonprofit for a business.
Okay. So your STEAM is trying to get the for-profit businesses to understand that by giving their community and the nonprofits in their community and working together, they could have a certain synergy that could be a win for everybody, including those in the community.
That is correct. Once a business opens in any neighborhood, any community, it is part of that community. And if it's not thought of that way, then the business is just the outsider looking to get sources from that neighborhood. There's no roots. There's no meat. And if an owner understands the importance of having roots in a neighborhood and being part of that neighborhood and having them know them, they realize that it's a lot more valuable to them and rewarding than just thinking about profits. Talking to business owners, sometimes, you know, some people think it is all about profits and it's a bottom line thing, and they lose sight that, you know, that they are part of this community and they can be so much more than just a source for electronics. But put that meat in that little league team in that neighborhood, that football team, the shelter, and become part of that, help them and connect them, and they'll find that those people are very, very loyal, as opposed to just, I have the cheapest widget.
Okay. So instead of trying to just sell their MacGuffin, so to speak, or their item or service, actually interacting and becoming a supportive and positive role model within the community that they have their business in.
Exactly.
It's really interesting. Actually, yesterday I did a show with Dr. Ivan Meisner. He's the founder and chairman of BNI, and his lovely wife, Beth, and mm-hmm. they have a program called the Meisner Plan, and everything that they've done is free, and it's to help people with cancer. But, of course, his community is global, but
mm-hmm.
it's the same principle.
That's correct. It's his passion. From my understanding, with him fighting and winning, so to speak, his battle with his cancer, you know, made him want to give that same fight, those same lessons he learned, to help others. And that is, I think, what every business owner, every person has a passion. And I'm going to focus on just the business owner, because that's what I'm kind of on this topic. There's always some cause that they stand behind that is special to them. Like, you know, my father died of prostate cancer. You know, so Dr. Meisner doing this, you know, that I could see where I could connect with that. And there's always something that a owner, a business person can have a extra passionate desire to help and connect, and that way, you know, it's not just giving money, it's helping a 5K race or running or, you know, being involved. And people see that and they watch it and they understand and they see, hey, that's the owner, that's the person over there. He's out in the neighborhood. He's helping the Little League. And it's very, very important that we don't lose sight of the fact that we're connected. And if we are just in it for the dollar, then it's going to be a very quick run, and no one's going to be around to really be concerned about you after if something happens. You know, you want to have that meat, so to speak.
Relationship.
Yes, strong relationship. It's all about relationships. Your show speaks on it very, very eloquently, the importance of relationships.
Oh, thank you. But it's interesting, the kind of the correlation between what we were talking about, because two, those people that are helping those nonprofits and helping those other businesses, not just being about the money, they're also showing leadership, and they're also in some cases helping to get rid of, in some cases, social cancer, economic cancer.
Yes.
You know, not necessarily health cancer, but educational
mm-hmm.
cancer. You know, a lot of different things, you know, that are negative, they can establish themselves as leaders and turn it into positives.
Exactly. And the point about leadership, one of the things that businesses need to really do, which a lot do, I think the bigger corporations have a better understanding than these smaller organizations as far as getting out behind the counter, getting out of their office and getting out in the community and getting your hands dirty where they're helping. And as you were speaking, I was thinking about how valuable, how wonderful it is for the youth, the young people to see owners and, people that they might deem in their head not to care out and about helping them, connecting. They can see that, well, hey, he does this. It gives that role model that we throw on the athletes and the sports models who may or may not know who you are, but these people are here every day. They're in your community. It lets them see, hey, I could do this. And, you know, it gives them another outlet. They may not have thought about getting a business, but they see the owner and the conversation develops, and next thing you know, they're working, they're interning, they're doing their summers with this owner, with this business, and it builds more deeper roots. My yard, my grass is very weedy, and trying to alleviate those weeds, I did some research and discovered that I have to get my grass roots deeper than the weed roots. Weeds are surface. They stay on the surface. Their roots don't go that deep, but the grass goes deeper. And once the grass is established deeper than the weed root, that grass will basically choke the weed. And
wow.
That's how you keep a yard looking plush. You have a strong root system for your grass. So you do not give weeds a chance to grow. The soil.
I didn't know. That's huge.
I just found out, and that's probably why my grass is very weedy.
Okay, all I know is that weeds, how you say, it's like the weeds in your mind, they just seem to keep popping up. And you're right. Those weeds, I mean, taking the comparison, those weeds do stay on top. And I guess it's the same thing with the negative weeds in your mind. You know, that
yes.
correlation? Because those are the things that annoy you. It's those things that are right on top, just like
mm-hmm.
weeds annoy you. So that was powerful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. I thought about it that way. Oh,
well, just to feed off of what you just said, the negative thoughts that are in our minds are pretty weak. Sometimes we give them a little more strength than they are, but we have to feed those more positive roots and thought processes deep down so they can choke those weeds of negativity. And we got to sometimes choke those influences around us out by establishing a strong, positive root system for what we want to achieve and the positive. And as long as that is rooted deep in the soil, it doesn't make a difference what comes, because we are rooted in strength and in focus and positiveness and love. And that is will stand. What is rooted will stand. What is weak on top will fall. Excuse me for diverting. You inspired me.
I like that. It motivated me. And a lot of us also need to understand that, again, it's none of this is a perfect science. Each and every day we're all trying to make little adjustments, little corrections. Recently I had a little incident where I became a bit too passionate about something and inadvertently spoke out in a way, not that I didn't mean what I said, but I expressed it in a way that was kind of like a weed, you know what I mean? And it was really unnecessary. So then to try to correct that, I found that I needed to correct myself in front of other people, because I had done it in front of other people, but I needed to speak still the truth but apologize, like that, because to get back to the grass, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I understand. you always leave a chuckle in my throat.
Listen, you know, I try to be around positive people as much as possible, but I find myself constantly kind of trying to get through the weeds so that I can get to the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And so I enjoy when I get to talk to people that have a positive message and that are passionate about what they do and, you know, also respect others as they do it.
I thank you for that. I think a big part of just, you know, my outlook is from my father, but just, it's no, we can have fun and, you know, there's no sense of getting caught up in our issues and throwing them on others when, you know, we can work together and have a nice smile while we're doing it. We can be firm and smile. We can be, you know, we can smile and say a truth that may hurt someone, but, you know, in the end, you know, sometimes the truth doesn't digest well with others, and, you know, our passion does spill out when we're trying to get a point across, and it takes a big person such as yourself to acknowledge it and plant some seeds and water them.
Outstanding, that fertile ground thing. Well, I also know that with your merchant services stuff, you actually also, too, have a program that can help different businesses to also give back. Would you like to tell a little bit about that, or is that not on the radar today?
We could talk about that. In the merchant services world, which I'll just say is processing credit cards, the merchant services just means the ability to process credit cards from the customers. And my company, First Financial Merchant Services, has what they call the Give Back Program. The Give Back Program takes the expense of the business owner's merchant services account, and we donate it to a charity of their choosing. We have over 600-plus charities that we send a quarterly check to every quarter, and it does two things. It allows that merchant to use an expense to help one of their passionate causes. There is a chiropractor that is a member of the Rotary Club in his community, and it makes perfect sense. He takes credit cards, and every quarter a check goes to the Rotary Club. We can work with nonprofits to have fundraisers where, you know, they can put on their logo that they are now, if businesses want to help them and they accept credit cards, they contact First Financial Merchant Services, switch their services over, and select them as the beneficiary. If a business owner likes the rates, we just match them. It's pretty much we just do a switch out and select that organization as the beneficiary, and we just send a check. And it's the nonprofits love it because they receive checks quarterly, and the businesses own gives them another base to of customers, and it helps them give almost without costing them because paying the expense is just they just redirecting part of that expense to that nonprofit. They receive a plaque saying they're part of the Give Back program, and the nonprofits send their supporters to these businesses, so it's kind of like they're connected to each other, and so you know it makes for good synergy for each other.
Outstanding. And also, since pretty much everything is handled automatically, once the that particular vendor or supplier or what have you, that business is set up, for the most part, everything is automated at that point. So it's not really anything extra for them to do, just basically set up their account, establish their charity, and then, you know, it's almost automatic.
It is very automatic. There isn't anything else to do. Just set up the account and the money starts coming in. It's funny, I had another Rotary Club call the office to find out why were we sending them a check. And I had to tell them they were selected by this business. They, you know, a lot of people are like, well, where's this money coming from? They don't even know about it. And he said, oh, not that we don't mind, but, you know, they were trying to figure out why are you sending a check every quarter. So it's a nice to receive money in the mail, especially when you need it.
Yeah, I wish somebody would do that for me. It would really be nice. Zurian show is free, and the services rendered in said show is free. I guess one day I'm going to have to start looking for some sponsors.
The money's on the way.
Huh?
The money's on the way. You have a strong root system.
Yeah, my root system is deep. I'm just waiting to see how the grass comes up. But anyway, besides that, could you tell people how they could get in touch with you if they want to try to participate or learn more about the Give Back program and Barry Parker as a whole?
They can now give them my telephone number, my cell phone number, as well as my email address, and they can go to the website to check out more. It's www.ffusa.com. That's FF as in Frank, USA.com. My email address is ffusava@gmail.com. And they can reach me at 571-408-9581. I would love to talk with anyone who would like to know more about it. It's a great program. And it is working to help those nonprofits and businesses.
Outstanding. And ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get him, you can leave a message. And I will get that information and also post it at the bottom of the link for the show. Because this wasn't something I was going to put on I even knew I was going to be putting on there. But actually, I guess I thought of it this time. But anyway, what else would you like to tell us, Barry? Evidently, you've already helped me with weeds and deep roots.
As I was just writing this, I thought about, you know, each and every person's responsibility. The show is geared toward the small business owner or the businesses in general, but it's our responsibility to help. And there are thousands of causes and nonprofits for us to do something, if not for an hour, 2 hours, but, you know, for a few minutes. It goes beyond dollars and cents or profits. It just, if you have some time, you should find something that you're passionate about and go give a helping hand. You know, it's good to give some money to people on the street if, you know, you see them, but it's better to try to stand on the soup line and feed them is that relationship, that communication, that sense that you do care, that I think goes a lot further than the dollar, because we can give a dollar, we don't know where it's going. But if we're there to have a conversation with some of the people who may be homeless, who are struggling with addiction, who are just down on their luck, you know, and being part of these programs allows you to get connected to them. I think that goes further than any dollar that would ever be made. It's more powerful. Relationships matter, and we are not just here to live our life and be done. We want to be able to leave a legacy, and that legacy could be you helped one person, you listened to one person, you talked to one person who thought no one cared. So please, if you can, which we are all able to do something, go out and connect one of these nonprofits and give your service.
Outstanding. And I'd like to add to that, if you don't mind.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, giving and working with the nonprofits is huge. But again, as Barry said, you know, giving your time, you know, going to an old folks home where they're not seeing their grandchildren or their all of the people that they knew have passed away, you know, talking with some of those people is huge. You know, helping out someone that you see needs help, just with a bag, with anything, not to where you're a nuisance or you're obnoxious, but just giving of yourself is so valuable, and it would mean so much to a human being, especially a person that feels lost. All of these kids out here that need mentors, all of these older people that would just like somebody to talk to, all of these organizations that could use help with different things. I mean, in every community, as Barry has said, there are ways that you can contribute. You know, the Merchant Services Plan is an outstanding way to contribute, but also giving of yourself, you're going to become part of that community, not just getting out of your box, which is your house, getting into your car, which is your box, and going to your work, which is a cubicle, which is another box, in a building that's a box, sitting there for 8 hours and then coming back and doing the whole box transition thing again, and then acting like you actually did something in the community when in reality you've really done nothing for anybody, and in some cases not even anything for yourself, because this could be a definite thing that could help many of us. Anyway, I'm sorry, I'm stealing thunder.
No. No, keep the rain and lightning and thunder in the bolts. That was great. That was great. And it's so, so, so true and necessarily it needed to be said.
Well, thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, again, we all need help. You know, as Barry has said to me at least 3 or 4 times, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we have 2 ears and 1 mouth. However, we constantly seem to use them in disproportionate ways. We look at stuff and listen to stuff that does us no good and does no one else any good except the people that created it. How about doing something where we all actually can look forward and grow? And the other thing, too, is it's not just getting something. Give of yourself, and as Zig Ziglar said, if you help enough people get what they want, in time you'll get everything that you want. There's too many of us that are looking for something for something. Stop trying to think win-win. Just do what you need to do and do it to the best of your ability and know that you win inside. And if you get a little extra, it's a gift.
Yes. Yes.
Anything else that you'd like to share with us, Barry? The great Barry Parker.
The fantastic Zurian Bennett. I'd just like to say thank you for this opportunity to come up and share my thoughts on, is it all about profits? I'd like to think it's not. And keep giving, because the giver always gains.
Yes, yes. One last time before you sign off, again, if anybody wants to get in touch with Barry, could you just give your website and your telephone contact number again, please?
My telephone number is 571-408-9581, and the website is www.ffusa.com. That's Frank Union Sam Adam.com.
Outstanding. Well, again, Barry, as always, I want to thank you for coming on the show and sharing your wealth of knowledge, and of course, that blessed by your father, heart of giving. And I've met Barry's mother. That lady is no joke, guys. And she's actually a very interesting person to talk to. I enjoyed it very much. But anyway, Barry, thank you for coming on the show. Have a great day, a great life, and hope to see you really, really soon.
Me as well, and thank you once again, and you have a fantastic evening.
Again, I got to talk to you. I'm moving up on that evolutionary chart.
I guess I am too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening to the show. If you like what you hear, please look at the upper left-hand corner of the show and click follow, and follow us for any and all shows that are coming up. And also please share the shows with other people if you feel as though they have value. Again, we're here to try to share good and useful information with you, because guess what? If you're not listening, all we're doing is talking to ourselves. All the shows are in archives, and we look forward to hearing from any and all of you with any comments, suggestions, or any of the above. Until then, take care, be well, and this is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying have a great and successful life.